Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world. Good morning to our Easy Way family and to our superstar host of the show, my son, Eric Zuli. Eric, are you ready to rock and roll? It's Memorial Day, a day to thank all our troops that had fallen in the line of service, and we give them honor today and respect, and our prayers go out to all those that have fallen and their families. So, Eric, do we have you in the line here? Let's see if we got... So we have May 27th, and it's Memorial Day, a day to honor all military who did not return from active duty. And although we celebrate Memorial Day, the time to pause and reflect upon the many service members who risked and ultimately lost their lives fighting on the behalf of the United States.
Well, Dad, I don't know if you noticed what I was doing, but you fought. You were two-year military police. You served. You fought for us. And in honor of Memorial Day, I wanted to give a vow of silence, a moment of silence. I'll let you take the beginning of the show, and every other anybody that's served, and just please, guys, right now, just take a moment of silence and pray for those that have fallen, those families. And we want to celebrate all of them and appreciate them and not forget what Memorial Day is really, really about.
Exactly.
And so thank you so much to those who fought for our country. And we for Easy Way Network, Easy Way Radio, Radio Boomers Live, so appreciate each and every one of you. And thank you so much, Dad, for your time and your service. The other thing we want to make sure we acknowledge is you, Dad. And I mean, you've been supporting the Easy Way family since its birth, and you have just given and given and given and given to everybody and never asked for anything in return. And not only did you receive the Parent Award from the Family Film Awards at CBS and everything that Dr. Gelini does, which is the size of a human body, how big that trophy was. But now you're being honored and recognized by the Honor Thy Father Awards on June 16th with the Humanitarian Award. It's actually the first award ever that they've done after a 22 annual award show because of you and your efforts with Better Vision for Children and what you've done to help everybody. That you're going to be the guest of honor, and we've spoken with
so
a lot of the Easy Way family. And
absolutely,
appreciate it. Well, we appreciate all of you guys, and we invite everybody that's listening, all of our subscribers, the Easy Way family, anybody that supports my dad in any way. The tickets are $99. That includes dinner, seating, and access. It's a red carpet. I hear Channel 6, Channel 11. The city is supporting. I believe that they're honoring another president of the chamber. It's just an amazing ceremony, and we appreciate Carmelita. We want to make sure we acknowledge her because we met this lady, Denise, who will be coming on. Actually, Denise is going to be coming on later on in the show, so make sure you stay on to the end to talk about this amazing award show. But I just want to acknowledge that, Dad, and also anybody that's listening, if you're new to the show, make sure that you search Easy Way Radio or Radio Boomers Live on Google. We're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, and all so many other platforms. And please subscribe to RBLLive.com for your chance to be on the show as well as to support the show. So we have a very fantastic show.
Oh, absolutely. And when you think back of all the interesting guests we've had on, I mean, it's... And I sometimes I'll scroll back and think, And then I listen to, you know, what they've shared. And there's a lot of inspiration. There's a lot of learning. There's a lot of all kinds of situations that people, the lives they had, the entrepreneurs. It is motivational. It's inspiring. And, you know, the challenges a lot of these people have gone through, and yet they still move forward, you know?
Yeah, 100%, Dad. And actually, let's give some acknowledgement to how many shows that we've actually done. I mean, we have over 700,000 listeners, and I think we've done probably close to 5,000 episodes between all of the shows that we've had on Blog Talk Radio. We've had our Easy Way radio station on Blog Talk for now for close to 10 years. And we encourage all you guys to subscribe to rblive.com or easywaypodcast.com is the ultimate go-to place. But I also want to acknowledge our first guest that we're going to be bringing on after our Hot Topics segment. And I know you got some great Hot Topics and supportive stuff that are fallen. So we're running Memorial Day, and there's so much news that, Dad, you stay up all night getting so much amazing news for everybody else. But our first guest is Eric Wesley. He's a trading and money and crypto expert. They call him the cash flow concierge, and we're going to learn a little bit more about him. But let's go to a commercial break, engineer, and then when we come back, we're going to have Hot Topics, and then we'll get to know our Platinum member. You learn a little bit more about Platinum membership if you guys want to get more exposure online and done for you services with EasyWay Promotions. Our Platinum member, Eric Wesley, will be coming on. You're going to learn a little bit about money. We'll be right back.
Hey, EasyWay Radio listeners. Create your free account on EasyWayNetwork.com. Use the invite code EasyWay or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on EasyWay Magazine, EasyWay Radio, EasyWay TV, and join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topics.
You got to unmute yourself, Dad. Baby boomer moment.
There you go. I'm giving you guys the Hot Topics on mute. All right. That's par for the course. So as I said, May 27th.
Well, the show is called Radio Boomers Live, so you're allowed to have a baby boomer moment here and there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like that. And I like when some of our guests have a little boomers and feel comfortable. So Memorial Day, originally known as Declaration Day. It's a federal holiday, And I want to mention it again, a day to honor all the military who did not return from active duty. And although we celebrate Memorial Day, it's a day to pause and reflect upon the many service members who risk and ultimately lost their lives fighting on behalf of the United States. And there are 42 million Americans who will be traveling over this weekend. It's one of the busiest. And it's actually the official, or I should say, unofficial beginning of summer. Wow, that came fast. I feel like we just ended the summer. It's just amazing how fast it goes by. Economic predictions for 2024, steady but slow. Inflation to decline, steady to about 5.9%. Top economist signals little risk of going to a global recession. So I would say for 2024, stable. War continues in Israel strikes in Gaza and Rafael, now an eighth month after Hamas attacked Israel. Several storms. We got some big news. And unfortunately, I'd like to share good news with you, but we have some bad news. Threatened millions, you know, with the Memorial Day following. And a lot of destruction. I mean, we got some deadly weather covering. There's 19 deaths. severe damage across 20 states, and not golf ball size hail, but sometimes some of they're bigger than that. They're like softballs, and this stuff comes crashing through windows. So anyway, we have tornadoes that have been hitting 75 mile per hour winds. Kent, or is it Texas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Arkansas, just a few of the states affected. And there's been about 19 deaths. Don't know if that's the total, but, you know, check before you travel to these areas. A lot of damage. Further devastation, if you know, my father was in Papua New Guinea during World War II. It was a really bad landslide on Friday. And heavy boulders and mud came down early in the morning when everybody was sleeping in a town of Yumbavai. And they're estimating 2,000 people have been lost. And basically, this came down and covered the town. Home insurance was once a must. Now more homeowners are going without it. Hit by high cost policies, severe disasters. More and more Americans are exposing themselves to the risk. They can't afford the insurance. Some going up to $10,000. And they're deciding not to have coverage, and there's other estimates of 17 to 25 thousand.
Great news today, Dad. The Radio Boomers Live always gives the greatest hot topics, but we, not to interrupt you, but we got to get to our amazing guests and stick to time. So the guests coming up, guys, picture the world where your financial journey isn't limited by conventional constraints, you know, enriched by boundless opportunities. And that's the world that our guest, Eric Leslie, helps guide you through. And his passion lies in empowering individuals to harness the potential of government, contracting, cryptocurrency, and real estate to build lasting wealth. And his expertise, it navigates you through the intricacies of the government contracts, capitalization on the dynamic crypto market, and leverage the stability and growth potential of real estate investments, and so much more. So let's get to know and say hello and give a friendly welcome to our Platinum member and money expert, Eric Leslie.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. How are you?
How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing well, gentlemen.
I'm on the show. And
so I have to start up by.
Go ahead, Eric.
I just really quick. I have to start up. All the fans said you have the most amazing name in the world, Eric.
Eric Leslie. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. So, Eric, you know,
it's spelled right too. Spelled with a C.
Yeah,
all right, go ahead.
That's right. So you have so many amazing accolades, Eric. I mean, you covered the board here. You could have been an engineer. You could have, whatever you wanted. What brought you down the path that you? I mean, you know, sometimes we'll think back and people share. Well, it was this one phone call or this one seminar I went to or whatever. What was it that brought you down this path that literally changed your life, didn't it?
It absolutely did. I think mine was pretty simple, actually. So the first thing I got into was government contracting. The reason I did that, actually, was because my father opened a one-man shop in his basement back in the 80s. And so I watched him build an empire from that, from my one-man show to a $30 million empire over the next 25 years. So I learned from the ground up how to do government contracting. And I have been in it, honestly, ever since I've gotten out of the military in 1998. And so that, to me, is an easy, low-hanging fruit way for people to start making consistent money through buying and selling with the largest entity in the world that does it in goods and services, the U.S. government, because they buy and sell services worldwide. Imagine the things they buy, like, and you could sell to them like pencils. Imagine it could be services like cybersecurity. Imagine it could be janitorial services. Imagine it could be real estate. So if you want to really be able to do business with the largest entity in the world that does about $6 trillion a year, government contracting is a very simple way to start changing your life and making money.
Okay.
And so, just so you guys know, too, if you're listening and you are or are not a member of the Easy Way family on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, or Easy Way I, while you're listening to the show, you can also connect with our guests. So go to easywayfamily.com and join the group on Facebook to start, or look up the Easy Way family on Easy Way I if you're a member of our platform or LinkedIn. We actually have his link to connect with Eric and set an appointment if you like what he's sharing about the governmental, financial, real estate, and everything you're sharing today. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead, Dan.
So, Bill, I just want – or Eric, so you're familiar with Bill Ockham, right, Ockham's Razor? The simple solution is always the best. Okay, so that being said, and what you're talking about is – absolutely on point. If you're going to deal with somebody, why not somebody who deals in the trillions, right? But here's the little thing I was thinking here. Isn't it, you know, they'll say, well, yeah, but dealing with the government can be very time-consuming, very difficult. Is it that way, or can you just learn to take care of the different avenues where it's not that complex?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, actually. I would tell you that it's simplistic. The process is simplistic, but realize whenever you put people into a process, it can may become a little more arduous. I'll be honest with that, right? But the process is simple and repeatable. So if the government wants something, they simply put a question out. I want to buy 1,000 pencils. All you have to do is be a company that sells pencils and provide them a good service for that pencil, and you have the opportunity to win. And it's simply that simple way of buying and selling with the government. You can start now. In between there, I call it the hair on the dog, is when you're going to start dealing with people, which brings in complexities. You're going to have to start dealing with personalities, and that is where some complication comes. But the process is the same and it's repeatable. So if you are able to master that process and then start building relationships, you can build a very simple way for you to increase your ability to make considerable money. I have seen people make $20,000 in 2 days. I've seen people make $1 million in 30 days. It depends. It's just how much do you really want it? I can show you a simple process that can show you how to see what the government's selling, and if you want to use AI, we can even show you a process to help you use AI on how to answer.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. We have a question from the audience, too. They want to learn more from you, Eric, and how do they get a hold of you. And to answer that, guys, easywaywalloffame.com/members/WIG, T-W-I-G. Like I said, we put that link in all the posts that we've done with this. It's also posted on Easy Way Interactive, on our social network, so you'll be able to see, get a hold of Eric. But so Eric, you know, we had another question too on email on trading. So it was a very interesting question. And do you recommend the AI to handle your money when you're doing crypto trading, or not?
That's a good question. It's a very, very good question. I'll be honest. On our system, we give you the option. You can either give your money to an AI trader bot, or you can give your money to an AI trader, or you can do it yourself. So we have several options for you to dip your toe into the crypto market. I believe everybody should have a little bit of crypto in their investment wallet. If you're doing stocks and options, and I think you should have a little bit of crypto because you can do the same exact thing in the crypto market. And there are several different ways to get yourself in there. You can find an expert that does it. You can create a bot that does it, or you can do it yourself so you can have full control of your money.
Huh.
We have another question as well on crypto in general. Guys, we don't have enough time for all the questions, but I'm so happy that you guys are tuning in and enjoying this episode. Maybe, Eric, what we can do is set up a special Q&A on Zoom or something if people are so
interested. I would love that, Eric. I would love that.
the topic. Yeah, so we'll set up a registration page, guys, and we'll do another follow-up because it seems a lot of people are interested in this topic. But so one thing I'd love for you to do, because this is a baby boomer show, and maybe people don't know what crypto is and how is it actually tangible. Maybe you can explain that. How is cryptocurrency tangible, and where's the value come from it? Because a lot of people believe that it's
a good question.
Really nothing.
That's another good question, because I get that question a lot, right? And it's very simple to me, right? To me, it's no different than having a credit card, right? I can take my dough with my crypto credit card and go swipe and buy gas. That, to me, is a real-world thing. I can take my crypto card and go pay for a meal with my wife and I, but someone needs to show you how to do that because it is a little bit different than what we normally do. But once you set yourself up correctly, you can use it just like a regular credit card in order to go use crypto. And then another world thing is there is a world inside of crypto where you have AI, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard of, and RWA, which is called real-world assets. And what that simply means, you can use crypto to go buy property. Right? You can go now there is a thing called tokenized real estate. You can buy pieces of a townhouse that is making money in order to bring you money. That is a real world asset.
That was a great way to explain it. Wow, thank you. Very simple.
So does the auction process include the government situation? Does it include the absolute and the minimum bid and the reserved and the sealed bid auctions? Do they have all of them, or is it basically the absolute auction?
That's a good question. Let me give you the tea. There is a website on the internet called sams.gov. It is the main website that the government uses to articulate any need that they have to the world. And anybody can go in there and try to learn how to use that tool. It is a very simple website, sams.gov. And what that process simply is they were going to put out there, and there are several different, I'm going to say, verticals inside of sams.gov. There are sources sought if they're just looking for who's out there that sells this. There are special notices when they want to tell everybody they're going to give a sole source contract. There are one for different size businesses. Service disabled veteran owned, woman owned, 8A's, Indian owned, so, or full and open or total small business, right? So if you have one of those things, a total small business, a woman owned business, a service disabled veteran owned business, then all of your information on how you want to do business with the government for that opportunity is in sams.gov. That is one. There are several websites, but sams.gov is the largest and most known website to do business with. And when they put that information out there, all you have to do is read through that, understand what they want, because the objectives or scope of work are simply in there. You answer those questions, and you can put yourself in for the possibility of winning. Some of the ways to win is lowest bid. Some of the ways to win are more advantageous to the government. So it depends on what that particular opportunity says.
So just to clarify, you're saying SAM, S-A-M dot G-O-V, right? SAM.
Yeah, SAM.gov.
SAM.gov.
S-A-M.
Okay,
Sierra
sure.
Alpha
okay.
Montana, we say in the military.
Because there are some people asking some questions about that. And Eric, you've been doing this thing for a really long time. You know money, and we have a question that, are you an investor? Can you invest into someone's film? So, obviously people are interested in you and what you're doing. And guys, that's why we created the Easy Way Network. It's a networking ecosystem. It's a networking opportunity for you to connect with amazing people like Eric and we'll have to definitely have you back, Eric, because the lines are blowing up. The questions are coming in. But let me ask you this. You've been with us for 2 years now, I think. I don't even remember how long you've been with us, but you've been a platinum member for quite some time. How do you feel that you've won? Can you explain to people what the value that you've seen and you've received in being a platinum member of Easy Way Network?
You know what being a platinum member means to me is Eric Zuli and his team doing the work for you.
Yeah.
is once you set yourself up inside of the system, Eric's team will help you market yourself to the whole community, which provides you a seamless way to connect with people.
Oh my gosh, man! You are just a wordsmith. You answer so critically, so perfectly, I want to point out as well, guys. You have 35 connections, and you're in the network in our system. We have 3,000 members, and you have over 2,088 views. So you're getting some good momentum. All right. And in closing, Eric, we got to get to our next segment, next guest. But you are a money expert, and did you serve? By the way, do you know anybody that served? Did you want to talk about Memorial Day at all?
So I am second generation military veteran. My father was 24 years. I was only 5, but I do believe in this country. I think it is the greatest country in the world. It is not perfect, but I love it.
Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, Eric. And so there's about what would I be close by yesterday? About 300 government auctions a year.
No, you're not even close. So auctions are different than opportunities. I'm going to say, right? Like for instance, I did a search on the government contract this weekend, right? And I saw 9,000 opportunities in the next month that the government is want to buy. So you should be able to find one out of 9,000 opportunities in the next 30 days in order for you to start making money and doing business with the government.
Okay, yeah, because there's 35 million people bidding. So most is done.
Eric, you're obviously in we got to get to the next segment, so I'll interrupt you. But you're obviously
we got to have you back, Eric.
We got
so many questions.
We're gonna definitely have a special Q&A. So guys, you can email easywayfamily@gmail.com if there's anything you heard on the show today that you want to connect with. Eric, is there anything that we missed? Anything else you want to share? Anything coming up?
You know what? I just appreciate being in Easy Way. If this is something that you resonate with, if you are looking to get a new stream of income, give us a call, give us a connect, and we will be happy to help you in any way possible to change your life.
Well, thank you so much for that, Eric. I so appreciate you, and we appreciate your support. And we'll see you on the next Mega Pitch Party. And we are launching, guys, we are launching a new networking circle, a VIP-only networking circle. It's easywaynetwork.com/VIP. Take a look at it. That's letter Z. And, Eric, we'll be talking more about that. Thank you so much for being a beyond amazing guest. We've had over 30 people ask questions and comments today towards your segment, and just appreciate your friendship, man. And thank you for your service.
All right, y'all. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Eric.
You too, my friend. Eric Wesley, everybody, make sure you look him up on the Easily Wall of Fame. If you want to get a hold of him, click the appointment button. All right, guys, we're going to commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be bringing in Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita's Corner.
And her guest is a very, very close friend of mine and total superstar filmmaker, actress, Melina Gay. Can't wait to hear that segment. We will be right back.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song Rosebud made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. How we are today on Memorial Day? Great. All right, now, I have a wonderful guest coming your way, and as Dr. Eric mentioned, she is a mutual friend. She is a native of Upper Marlboro, Minnesota. She began her journey in the entertainment industry after graduating pre-law from the University of Virginia. Relocating to New York City, she pursued a career in acting. She discovered her passion for directing while staging the off-Broadway play Monsieur Felix Foxfly, which later embarked on a successful regional tour. Transitioning to Los Angeles, Melina honed her skills in producing and directing through UCLA's certificate program, culminating in the creation of the short film Journey. She has channeled her entrepreneurial spirit in many ways, and she has earned her success in accolades following her education at UCLA's Extension in Producing and Entertainment Studies program. She graduated with honors in 2016, and she has since directed and produced numerous successful projects, including the acclaimed documentary Golden Hearted, which we are going to talk about today, which is narrated by Academy Award winner Danny Glover, and featured, she's also done something in the featurette Something About Mother, starring Jane Kennedy, Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, and Don Lewis. Well, we could go on and on and on because she has so much to be credited for. And let's bring her on now. Melina, welcome to Carmelita's Corner and Radio Boomers Live. Are you there, Melina?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can now. Yes. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Carmelita, for having me as a guest today on your wonderful show. I appreciate it so much.
Well, we appreciate having you. I really wanted to give them more about you, but we could go on all day long about that.
Well, yeah. Today is not my day. Today is the day to honor all of our veterans who have served our country so valiantly, and just want to take a moment to thank all of our current service members, and just to pause and reflect on those who've passed doing what, protecting and serving our country so that we don't have to. I think it's
that is something that is major, so that we can maintain the freedoms that we are used to having in this country. And like our previous guest said, we're not perfect, but I absolutely love being an American. And I think those of us who can appreciate the benefits feel the same way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So anyway, let's go on now about Golden Hearted. I'm hoping that Honorable Diane is listening. I was going to give her a ring-a-ling this morning. I did text her the other evening, so I hope that she's picked up on that and is listening in. So
possibly
put the documentary together.
Yes. Okay. So first, I'd like to just say I'm actually from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, not Upper Marlboro, Minnesota.
Oh, good Lord. How did I do that? Oh, my God. You know,
it's
sometimes
okay.
A slip of the lip.
Okay. But for those who grew up who know about Maryland and Upper Marlboro, Maryland and Prince George's County, Maryland, they would take great umbrage in missing clarification.
Yes, you know what? I am so embarrassed. You know, sometimes I do mess up. I'm not perfect, but I have a wonderful friend who is an author there who lives in Maryland. So if she tuned in, I hope that she can, you know, excuse me.
Oh, absolutely, Carmelita. No one is perfect. Mistakes, slip-ups happen, and it is all good, my friend. It's all good.
You know Dorothy Height, who she is or who she was, right? Dorothy Height?
Yes, actually, I had the opportunity to meet her when I was crowned Miss Black World, Prince George's County, Maryland. And we did the Black Family Reunion. That used to be a big thing in Washington, D.C. And so it was I and my counterpart for Miss Black World, Miss Black World, Washington, D.C. We were invited on the stage to participate in the ceremony for the Black Family Reunion. I had the opportunity to meet her there, and it was absolutely just, it was life-changing. She's just such a wonderful, wonderful spirit.
She is, and I'm so honored that I was able to at least meet her, you know, before she graduated to the next stage. But she is a very dear friend, or was a very dear friend of my friend, Wanda Muir Oliver, who I was speaking of, who is the author, and she actually wrote the preface to Wanda's book. So, and she's also been part of the, the big event that Dr. Eric does every other Thursday. And she's been on that show, the podcast, not the podcast, the, my mind is racing here, Melina.
It's okay.
Oh, but I'm talking about
Carmen.
The pitch party,
okay.
You know. So, yeah, she actually has participated in that, and as I mentioned, that happens every other Thursday. So getting back about, Dorothy Height, I went there to this big event that was held, and Oprah was there. And I remember that when Oprah spoke, that, she was up, her table was up near the front. She said something about people going to their table and not going to her table because, everybody was trying to get to Oprah. Well, as fate would have it, of course, I wound up in the front, and this person who was a professional reporter at the time saw that I had a very good spot where I was. I was just a few feet away from Oprah and her table, and so they asked me if they could take my place, and they would take me they would send me photographs afterwards, which they did, and I don't know where they are now. But it was just one of those moments, that you just never know how you're going to get blessed.
Yeah. You just never know which way things are going to go.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get back to Golden Hearted, because speaking of Golden Hearted, and I have named her as Honorable Ambassador, a former senator, congresswoman. I mean, she has gone by many titles, but one of the most wonderful individuals in the world. And I consider her like a sister, too, because she's been so much a part of my life, or vice versa. And I'm glad that you did that documentary on her. Can you tell us about your journey? And by the way, before we get too far along, and I'm hoping that her family member is listening in, I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody that was involved. So to all of her family members, they were part of this journey, that were there when you did the documentary, I just want to give a shout out and acknowledge them.
Thank you for doing that. That is, it's definitely, it was a team effort. It was a group effort in bringing this to fruition. I actually had the idea because Diana and I go a lot of places together. We get invited to a lot of the same events. We have a lot of the same friends. And I was actually introduced to her through her former best friend, who's now since transitioned on, Dr. Barbara Young. And she was great connector.
I remember Barbara.
So many people. Yes. She was one of my mentors so long ago, from, 14, 15 years ago. She was my mentor, and she would have these wonderful events, these cruises at Christmas and all kinds of things. And so that's where Diane and I, Senator Watson and I, first met, because it was in a mutual meeting environment. And then we kept in touch throughout the years, just seeing each other at various events and like the Black Caucus in Washington, D.C., and all kinds of things. So when Dr. Young made her transition, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that she left so soon. And a wonderful, wonderful individual. In fact, Honorable Diane brought her over to our home when I had a meeting here one time for my charity, the Rose Breast Cancer Society, which, as you know, Honorable Diane is one of our honorary members. So,
yes,
you know, I had the chance to really get to know Dr. Barbara Young because of Honorable Diane.
Oh, yes. You know, they were two peas in a pod. They traveled everywhere. They just did everything. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, Dr. Young, she was always so supportive and so kind and encouraging and was always about networking and making connections and helping and supporting everyone, no matter what race, no matter what gender, just really just making people connections. And honoring good work that was done. And so after she made her transition, at the memorial service that was held at her home in Canyon Lake, Lake Elsinore, there were only 10 people, because it was during COVID, there were only 10 people who were asked to actually come out to the ceremony, and the others had to watch on Zoom. And as she insisted that I was the host of her ongoing service, and her best friend, the Honorable Diane Watson, was in attendance as well, and we were really we knew each other, but we didn't really know too much about the other people that were there. So we literally did what my grandmother affectionately calls us, go to the movies on my phone. And so we looked at pictures on my telephone of ourselves at various events with Dr. Young, and just at various events at Black Caucus and things of that nature. And then I said, you know what, let's crank call some of our friends. She said, okay, let's do it. So first we called our dear friend Marla Gibbs, and we called and chatted mm-hmm. with her and just said, I saw how she was doing, and said, let's get together for tea. And then said, okay, who else can we crank call? And we crank called our friend Kathleen Bradley and chatted
mm-hmm.
with her and said, yes, let's get together for tea. And we get back and all of that wonderful stuff. And so then it was, at that time, it was about, they came and said, okay, we're ready for the next event, the next thing that was happening. And so we just went on. And at that moment, he said, you know, we really should keep in touch and do this. And she said, no, we really should. And I said, no, we really should. And so then we really did. And so then from then on, you know, we would go to tea, we would go to lunch, and that went on to go into shopping, going to Costco, and we were still already going to, well, as COVID started to ease up and we were back in the mix of things, that's when we were invited to various red carpet events and star ceremonies and all of that. And we just formed a bond. And we would talk and share, and she would share all these wonderful things about the accomplishments that she'd made in Congress, and for her 11 years in Congress and 20 years in the Senate. And I'm thinking, how come nobody knows about these things? Like, why didn't I know that, you know, the silver fillings that we have in our mouth, that we got when we were kids and we had cavities? Well, those silver fillings actually have mercury in it, and they're damaging
mm-hmm.
to the brain. And so she's
yes.
the one that passed the bill to make it a law that the next time people went to the dentist, they had to take out the silver fillings and replace them with the white filling because it was detrimental to our mental health. She's the one who did that. I never knew that. And there were so many things that she's accomplished. I mean, another example is she's the one who had us listed as African-American on the census. It is 1 year of the census. Census, she obviously filled out her census form and noticed that there was a major discrepancy. So she called the Census Bureau into her office and said, now please have a seat. Now, I see here that if you are from Japan and you're American, you're Japanese American. If you're Chinese and you're American and live in America, you're Chinese American. You're Mexican, the same thing. But what, black people? Like that's not okay. So why can't we associate with our lineage? We need to associate with our heritage and our DNA. We come from the continent of Africa. And so that is how African American became the designation on the Census Bureau, on the U.S. Census. Things like that. It's amazing to me that she did this, and she's telling me about this. I think we're on our way to Costco or someplace. And I said, you know what, your story needs to be told. The sacrifices that she made, and the accomplishments that she made in spite of, like when she was first elected to the state senate in California, do you know they had to build a woman's bathroom? They had to build it because the misogynistic men who built the state capitol and the senate did not think that a woman would ever be reaching that level. That's just the travesty and just one of the examples of how much she had to overcome.
Oh, she has overcome so many hurdles. And listen, Melina, I wish you could tell our listening audience more, but it is time to get on our horse and ride off into the sunset. And again, I want to thank you for being a guest, a wonderful guest. And tell them how they can reach you. You have Peachtree Productions, and, you know, there's so much you're involved in. How can they reach you?
Well, I keep it very simple. My production company is Honey, but I can be reached on Facebook, on Instagram, barely on TikTok, and all of those. It's just my name. It's Melina Gay. MILLENAGAY. That's how you would keep in touch and reach me. And I just want to say thank you so much, Carmelita, for allowing me this time to share about Golden Hearted. I was thrilled to be one of your guests, and I am so glad to call you a friend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And you and your audience have a wonderful, wonderful Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you.
All right, another awesome segment by
yes,
Carmelita's
indeed.
Corner. And Melina Gay is a very close friend of mine, Senator Diane Watson, Congresswoman or Councilwoman. I mean, she's done so many different amazing things, and Melina is actually highlighting those amazing stories. I don't even want to do the next segment. I want to keep listening to the story. It was like a book.
Melina is so cool. I was at an event when I was with Carmelita. I was talking about it the other day, if we could remember the name of it. But anyway, Melina goes way back, and she's such a pleasant person. You know, she's pleasant demeanor and everything, and very bright.
I think I met Melina through, which I think now they're like a 12-time Emmy Award-winning group. We represented Gregory J. Martin with Bay, the series. I believe I met her way back in the day on set there. And then red carpet, and then it went into, we did shows together with Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, and because of her, I got my show, and we stepped it up in Los Angeles. Everybody knew me. And so we just want to give kudos and appreciation to everybody that helped.
Absolutely.
Any type of stepping stones happen. And so thanks so much for coming on. That was an amazing, amazing segment. And, guys, make sure that you look on Easy Way News, because we're going to follow up and make sure we get as much information out as possible on this project that Melinda's doing with Diane Watson and Carmelita's Corner. All right, so coming up next, we're going to go to commercial break. We do have Victoria Sanchez, which is a new VIP member. And Victoria is another amazing guest, and she has a pretty incredible book that she's going to be talking about. And she's a renowned motivational speaker, author, empowerment coach, and spiritual shaman dedicated to helping individuals find their inner healing and purpose and so much more. But we're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get to know Victoria. Remember, Melina Gay, hopefully I'll be calling her up, and we'll get her up on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. We got Eric Wesley, and then Victoria, Carmelita Pittman, myself, my dad. We're all in the Wall of Fame, guys, if you want to reach out and say hello. And all right, we're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have Victoria Sanchez and her story.
Get on the Easy Way train. Create your own free Easy Way Wall profile. Connect with the best and network your way to success. Get your own commercial and consistently be promoted on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Apple Store, Watch Free TV, Zonda TV, Voice America, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify Worldwide TV, Android TV, Samsung, LG, and numerous other Roku channels. Enhance your Google rankings. Give your brand awareness that turbo boost you need to close more deals the easy way. Contact us today. Call 424-209-9290 or text EasyWay to 55678.
So you can text EasyWay to 59925 or call 877-399-2929. We've got to update that commercial. But all right, so coming up next is Victoria Lynn Sanchez. And her journey began in 2019 when she faced a life-threatening experience due to flesh-eating bacteria, a bacterium leading to a profound death experience. Just a year later, Victoria encountered a devastating loss when her son, Cody, was tragically shot and killed, inspiring her to initiate the number one Mom's Memorial Ride. In honor, Victoria embarked on a transformative path, riding her ATV over 10,000 miles in prayer and meditation to seek inner peace and solace from the turmoil caused by grief and trauma. So her journey of a tragedy, grief, and deep healing became a catalyst for her rebirth and enlightenment, guiding and inspiring many others along the way. And so with her extraordinary ability to sense people's energy, Victoria employs a blend of principles from self-discovery, neuroscience, biogeometry, and quantum theory to support others in harmonizing their biorhythms with their rhythms and aligning their five senses with the five elements. She's a certified NLP, neurolinguistics programming, EFT, emotional frequency, tapping, meditation, hypnosis, and an elite mentorship trainer with Peter Sage. And there's so much more. There's not enough time. We wouldn't have enough time to even interview her if we kept going down her bio. So let's go ahead and welcome our new VIP member, or silver member. I know she upgraded with us. we will also say thank you to Joe Wells for introducing and bringing Victoria into the EasyWay family. Welcome to the show, Victoria Lynn Sanchez.
Victoria Sanchez. Hello, Victoria. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you guys for having me.
There she is. Hi, Victoria. Thanks. I would normally say thanks for slowing down with those baby boomers, but Eric picked up the pace a little bit, so you're not dealing with a lot of old people now. You got Eric Butches, so. But, you know, you have an amazing life, and where did you pick up your resilience and your fortitude and wherewithal? You know, and you have the ability to just keep moving forward, and you can be inspirational. So many people going through situations because we just had a loss of a very close friend for many years, and it was she was 42 years old, and you know, passed away, heart condition. And it's supposed to be the children taking care of that with their parents, not the parents having to deal with that with their children. Super condolences for what you've gone through. Where did you find your inner strength from?
Thank you. It's been a journey. I would like to, first off, say thank you for your service. My father was also Army. So I just lift you guys up so much and give so much reverence to you and all the freedom that you've given us. So thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I was at the Veterans Hospital and did some checkups, and I'm sitting there, and the guy next to me is talking to his friend, and he said, boy, I can't believe I've been out of the service 5 years, and I'm counting with my hand 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you know. It's, wow, how'd that happen? It goes by so fast. 50 years ago, yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And so this weekend is also the weekend that I buried my son 4 years ago. He died on the 16th of May, and I was not able to see him. It was in the middle of COVID. I was not able to see him during the whole time. Convincing me that my son was dead and having to plan a funeral was a whole other level of grief and trauma.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And so, my resilience comes from my spirit. I was born with just a spirit of love. I just remember when I was a little girl, I was born into so much trauma and so much grief and didn't understand it, but my soul just always, and my daddy, he was just such an angel. and so enlightened in the Lord and spirit, and just always was so respectful, appreciative, and forgiving. My dad never held a grudge. And I had him to model, and I was fortunate enough to grow up with, you know, very, very elite horses, some of the top on the planet. And I feel like they taught me so much, because to get away from my grief and trauma growing up, I spent so much time with them. And they gave back to me, and they nurtured me, and they supported me, and they gave me that strength I needed. They carried me. They were empowering. They showed me how to be sensitive, how to have love when I wasn't receiving it the way I felt like I should have from humans. And my horses showed me that love, and they showed me how to partnership with me. They showed me what a team was. We went and we traveled and we won so many huge awards around the world. And they just showed me this inner strength. And having my father, his dedication to be so pure, that man was so pure, and he just couldn't hold a grudge. I think that's where I really learned to pull and just find my inner strength to always persevere and have resilience to go on.
Well, you just have two of the keys out of the key ring to get to heaven, because somebody asked me one time, you know, I said, you know, if you have any questions, let me know, after I was inspecting a fire system. And they laughed and they said, yeah, what's the meaning of life? And I just turned and said, love. It's not meant to be complex.
Well, I want to. It's an amazing story that you have, Victoria. With the time that we have left, I want to also highlight your book, Seven Healthy Vegan Recipes to Calm the Nervous System. I am very interested. I want a copy of that, because I am a CEO that has stress, and in fact, my little health diagnosis was my main issue. My main problem is the nerves. Because of the anxiety, you know, I mean, there's a lot that I'm dealing with and I'm managing. I'm sure there's a lot of other people that are listening right now that could really utilize a book like that. You want to talk a little bit about your book?
Yeah, sure. So I wrote that because after my death experience, I came back and I could only be vegan. I just couldn't eat meat anymore. I found out that processing meat through our bodies and any sort of animal products, you're picking up any energy that they have. If they died unpeacefully, you're picking that up, and your nervous system has to process this. It's not healthy to go through trauma and grief and have your body trying to process through all this stuff. So I wrote that book. Now, that book is not published yet. The other book, Superhuman Healing Frequencies, was just released on Cody's four-year anniversary. The Seven Healthy Vegan Recipes, that one will be published very soon, probably by the end of this month. The Superhuman
That's the one I'm personally interested in, but please tell us about the healing frequencies and your son.
Okay, so my nervous system went haywire after my palatal plate was removed from that surgery and that bacterial infection, which is the same as having your vagus nerve cut. So my mind and body, my heart and mind was severed. So I had to come back and learn how to process and biohack myself so that my mind and body could reconnect. I had what's called dissociative identity disorder. And your brain, the neurotransmitters in your brain stop working right, and your heart enlarges when you lose your child. It's just an effect. It's the same as having traumatic brain injury. And so what I learned was that when I balanced my fluid in my body with the moon and the sun, and it would continue to resonate through frequencies and food and holistic lifestyle, that I could bring myself into balance. And this is how I started healing. So that's what this book is about. It's a guide to heal yourself through grief and trauma and bring yourself back into alignment with your circadian rhythm and your biorhythms.
And some people really don't get over it, right? I mean, they go through trauma like this, but you have to learn how to process it and actually move along. And, I mean, it never goes away, but you have to live your life. And so you, in this book, it kind of explains some of that, so how people can live with and move along with their own lives.
Yeah. I look at it as turning your pain into your purpose, finding what your purpose is after your pain, turning your grief into gratitude so you can find grace and peace. You have
well,
to learn
you're
to
hitting
find
all
it
the nails
peace.
On the head, I'll tell you. I mean, the words you're coming up with are totally the most important. Now you're mentioning purpose. And I did some research, and they said above diet and above sleep, which are, you know, you have to have sleep, you have to have a good diet, because eventually you'll just crumble. But above that is, for longevity, is having purpose. And when you have purpose, yeah. it people will live longer, you know. It's a really major thing. So you're really hitting a nail on the head a whole bunch of times here. This is really – so what's on the table now for you? What are you looking forward to for 2024 and et cetera?
So I just became part of the Easy Way family. So yay for me, because that's going to be a huge deal.
Yeah.
I just won the I think the podcast or this radio and the magazine in a drawing. I seem to see myself resonated to positivity, and every drawing that I put in, I win. And so the other day, Eric literally had to take me out.
I was wondering, do you have some kind of control over the wheel or what? It was amazing. It's fun, though, you know, like the podcast. I mean, some people can sit for 45 minutes or maybe an hour. It goes on 3 hours. Everybody's still there listening. It's just a lot of fun. You know,
those that are listening that don't know what we're talking about, we do what's called the Wheel of Opportunity when we do these events for our members, and we give up to $10,000 in marketing and branding services. So the Victoria won one of our great giveaway prizes the first day that she signs up and she really joins the Easy Way family. So it was like perfect timing. And what do you think that you're going to be using what you won? Do you remember exactly what you won, Victoria?
So I won a segment, I believe, on your podcast, and then I won the cover of your magazine, I believe, with the article. I think that's what that was for. And what I would like
not cover. We don't offer cover, but it would be an ad. Yeah. So what you're on now, you're this is what you won. So you have 700,000, you know, people that have been listening to the station for a while.
Absolutely.
now knowing about you and your story and your book.
Oh, yeah.
And we're also going to be giving you an ad. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, I'm just learning about all this, so I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember if it was a cover or what it was, but so yeah, so I get to do the ad, and with that, I really want to promote my book, and I want to use this book as a way of raising funds for different organizations. So on the 9th, I'll be doing a book signing for the Veterans Music Fest here in Belen, New Mexico, that a friend of mine, Randy Gettings, is running. And so I'm helping him with the opening ceremonies, and then we're going to be raising money for the veterans. So anything that I make that day from signing the book, I'm going to be putting that to the Veterans Memorial in honor of my son, Cody. So I really want to get this out as a means to help people and then take people through the book and teach them. There's courses in it, and they can join my groups and my coaching program or hire me on their podcast or have me on their stages, whatever they'd like to do.
That's amazing.
One of the amazing things that we do with this, the reason this podcast is one of the most valuable prizes that we give away is it's not just this podcast. We also put it on Easy Way News and transcribe every single word onto an article, and then that gets thousands of people and everybody shares it, and we push it out on Easy Way News. So everything that you're saying, everything that you're promoting, it does get on there. And so your main objective in all the Easy Way family and anybody that's, you know, subscribed to Easy Way News or anybody that's tuned in or subscribed to Easy Way Radio is learning now about this book that you're talking about. And if you go to your Easy Way profile, Superhuman Healing Frequencies is this book that you're promoting. That's the main thing that you want to get out there. All the information, guys, is on, you look up Victoria on the Easy Way Wall of Fame and all her information, her social media, her websites. You did a great job filling out your profile. Need to get your video up there. That's the next
yes.
job. But, and your appointment button so people can book an appointment with you. I'm sure there's a lot of podcasts and a lot of media that might want to interview you just like we're doing. You have an amazing story and our condolences for your son, and we'll do it the best we can to help live on his legacy along with you.
And I'll help with the veteran situation, and because you know I deal with a lot of veteran entities over the years. My old buddy was World War II veteran. Not too many left.
My dad's being humble. He deals with most of the biggest veterans organizations. He's friends with a lot of those guys, and he's part of Knights of Columbus, which is millions of members. And yeah, so there's a lot of support definitely here for you. And you know, I'm glad that you were able to. I mean, we don't look at our platform like we're interviewing you. We look at like we're chatting with you, we're having a conversation, we're getting to know you, we're letting everybody be tuned in to that conversation. Where it's an open conversation for people to understand who our members are. And now, you know, a lot of our members and anybody that's tuned into the show, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, and so many other platforms that pick this show up, are going to be learning about Victoria L. Sanchez, speaker, author, production, content creator, entrepreneur, coach, info. Those are all the categories that you're in. And ridewithvictoria.com is your website. And you can also be found on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, and all that's on your Wall of Fame profile, which my team has already taken your profile and put you on the post that we pushed out. Is that Hopper? Even Hopper is enjoying listening to the show. We even got animals. We got a vegan up on the show. So animals support us as well. They appreciate that you don't eat them.
Yes, he's speaking for Naya. My Naya, she was my service dog, and she died last July 12th. She was the last thing I had in my life, so he's speaking for her.
Okay.
And I.
I left the dog in the studio. I don't usually do this. Well, that's nice.
No, it was great. It went along with everything. So and also too, Victoria, I want to make sure we make an introduction to you and my girlfriend, Dr. Dante Sears, who is actually building a vegan empire, and she has a magazine and a lot. She's a very very well vegan as well. And we don't eat any meat and it makes you a lot healthier and so health is everything and I do agree with you that the meat is an important thing. There's a lot of people don't know about parasites and on. So it's very interesting. I got to know more about you, and that's why we do these interviews. And so thank you so much for coming on to the show. And anybody else that's listening to the show, if you want to be a guest and you enjoyed the show, go to rbllive.com. Victoria, I hope you've subscribed to rbllive.com and telling your friends. We're pretty much out of time, so we have to bid you guys adieu. This is the sad part of the show, but the good news is we'll be back again next week, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can go to easywaypodcast.com and take a look at all the different podcasts that we have in the network. And when you become a silver member or higher, $99 a month, you can put your podcast on Easy Way Network and enhance your podcast, get a lot more high quality people. And Victoria, the last question we have for you, being that you're brand new, you're just dipping your toe in the water, you just became a VIP member, besides Joe Welch introducing you and telling you to, what was it that made you take that leap and become a VIP member, go from free to VIP?
Well, Joe had been telling me about it, and I have seen her advertise it several times, and I knew she was helping you host it. She's always bragging about it. I had not signed up until we were working on my book, and you and I started chatting. And immediately you gave me your cell number, jumped on, answered my questions to help me get through this little struggle I was having with my book. And I was just like, there's so much dedication, so much family here, so much unity. Like, I want to be here. She was right. She was right. So I couldn't not join. So
that's what it is. It's the people. And people tell me when they talk about Eric, they go, it's the spirit and the spirit of the people. They're just good people. You know, they're entrepreneurs. They have a lot of drive and knowledge and everything, but they're caring people. It is like a family, you know. People call and say, "How's it going with this or that?" And
well, you guys are first of a brand new member. Thank you so much for your kind words and your honest, your honest opinion, Victoria. And for those of you guys that are new, we do have a new VIP inner circle, VIP Easy Way Networking circle. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. If you do want to join VIP and get involved, Easy Way Networking is a premier networking platform dedicated to uniting professionals across various industries to foster meaningful connections and business growth. Our mission is to provide a dynamic and inclusive environment for business professionals to engage, collaborate, and broaden their networks with an array of networking events, workshops, seminars, and create unparalleled opportunities for you to connect with like-minded individuals, exchange innovative ideas, and explore potential partnerships. Our social solutions network enables you real-time follow-ups with contacts you meet and allows you to post updates about your business, ensuring seamless and continuous engagement. So join us and experience a transformative way to expand your professional horizons. And so get ready, guys. We are going to be doing a special VIP members only. It's $25 to join if you are not a member. And if you are a member, VIP or higher, you can definitely join this new event we're going. It's pure business networking. No pitching, no nothing. It's just pure. Everybody just getting to know each other. And we also have Meet Our Members interviews. When you become a member, you get an interview by Meet Our Members interviews. And that's getting very popular, too. Thank you to the 75 subscribers to this brand-new platform that's already joined. All right, so, Dad, I think that's it. We've definitely got to take a look. But, Victoria, you've been such a special and awesome guest. Thank you for sharing your story with us today.
And, Victoria, I'll be touching base with you on the veterans and a couple things.
Yes, I appreciate that so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get together.
Yeah,
Okay.
I'll make sure now to give you her number after the show so you guys can chat more.
Sounds good.
All right, Dad, close out.
Thank you. Have a great day.
So, Eric, the lines are lighting up. There's so many calls today. So, guys, this has been, I'm trying to keep track of everything and the people calling, and it's really getting exciting. Well, it has been for a long time, and such interesting people.
Well, I'm so excited to follow up with this show, Dad. I mean, go to easywaynews.com, guys. Subscribe. We got so many amazing news articles. We're starting to link up and connect with some of the mainstream magazines and news situations and press releases and our guests. We do a lot of research. And if you want news, Easy Way News and general news, I mean, this was a great show. There's so much that we didn't cover. So a lot of what we didn't cover, we're able to also follow along. With these guests. Like, I've known Melina forever, and what she's doing with the Honorable Councilwoman Diane Watson and her story and this documentary that she did and who Melina – I mean, it's definitely something you want to follow. So that's what we do, guys. We give you truly amazing individuals to follow their life and learn from their life and also
absolutely
help you become a legend and then a legacy. So we help legacies live on. We're definitely going to help Victoria and her son and – and as well as Eric, oh my God, that first segment, so much. I mean, we had so many people asking questions, wanting to learn about money and the information, the golden nuggets he gave us about the governmental contracts.
So many questions
and crypto
and good
cryptocurrency. Yeah, the lines were lighting up, so I want to remind everybody that we are going to have a registration link on Easy Way News. So we'll set up a special Q&A for everything. I mean, maybe all the guests will join us, but definitely we'll do something with Eric, and it was just a fantastic show. So don't forget to subscribe, guys, rblive.com, easywaynews.com.
Yes, indeed. So till next Monday morning, guys, well, you'll be hearing this again, but 10 to 11 o'clock, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out. Then you'll hear it till 11.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit easywaynetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, easywaynetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store. by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.